Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
This morning, as we continue in our summer, just messages of encouragement, I want to share with you today that God's Spirit empowers us for life and godliness. We just sang it. He holds our very moment, every moment. He walks with us through fire. He heals all of our needs. Last time that I preached, July 13th, last week, Pastor Rob preached a powerful message, but the week before I preached a reminder of productive, godly living. And I share that victorious living comes to those who understand, this is the word, who understand that victory comes after battles. Too many Christians are waiting for victory without any battle. Christ went to the cross and sacrificed fully so that we would have eternal victories. And when we want to model God's kingdom, which is required of us because Jesus modeled it for us, I said in that message, there are comforts that we need to hold lightly. There's stature that we need to hold very lightly. And there's conversations that we need to hold very lightly, because we need to have a heavenly mindset where we're in total submission and surrender to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and that we're constantly hearing what the Spirit is saying. A few weeks ago, we preached on hearing, and even Pastor Rob last week, walking with our ears, hearing what the Spirit is saying is premier, and it rises above what others will have to say, because others can always have an opinion, but God has a determination. So in an identification with the Lord Jesus Christ, an integral part of our journey, Paul says in Philippians 3, verse 8, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. Why? That I may gain Christ. Our goal is, God, I want to get closer to you. I just want to draw closer to you. So today's message, God's Spirit empowers us for life and godliness. The verse that we constantly have to remind each other as we journey in faith is Hebrews 11, 6 to 7. It is impossible to please God without faith. Why do we keep saying this from a pulpit? Because many in Christianity want to please God by reasoning. This is my reason, this is what I think, this is what I do, this is what I feel is right, this is my right, this is my right, this is your right, this is mine. And folks, it is all submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's by faith we walk, not just by sight. That's our theme for this summer. We walk by faith, not sight. Sight can trip us up. Faith will carry us on. Bible says anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. A sincerity in seeking him, if you seek, you will find. My sincerity is, I just want to grow closer to the Lord. And in this summer, yes, we relax and we have all these great relaxation times, but still, God, help me get closer to you. That's what my life journey has got to be about. And let me just interject, this Tuesday is the last outdoor prayer for this season until next summer. So I encourage you, 7:30 outdoors. The next verse that I want to share comes from the writer in Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, 7-8. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. I love that. He didn't say it's going to drop on you because you accepted Christ as Savior. He says you got to train yourself. Train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better. promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. Folks, we're not living for just this life. We're living for the life to come. And that is why we've got to train ourselves how we're going to make it into the kingdom of God and not be tripped up. We can easily trip up, very easily trip up. Got to train ourselves to hold steadfast until the end. In my devos this week, I was reading a passage and it threw me. I welled up with tears when I thought of it. It came out of 1 Kings chapter 1. And it was just in my weekly reading, in my daily reading that day. But I've read the Bible through over and over and over again, and you're always seeing something new. This one struck me as something I've never seen before. Do you realize King David had a mighty army, but his right hand, the mightiest one with him, was Joab? Do y'all remember Joab? Those of you that don't know, read through the book of Kings and see Joab, Samuel's and Kings. Joab fought with David. Joab won the battles for David. Joab did everything for David. All through Samuel, Joab, 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 Joab and Abner, and then Joab, Joab, Joab. Then in 1 Kings chapter 1, it says, and Joab defected to Adonijah, who was trying to take the kingdom from David. All week since I read that on Monday, I've been asking God, what happened that could trip up Joab? Talk to me, church. Joab? You could trip up any of the other 600, but not Joab. And yet, 1 Kings says, and Joab defected to Adonijah. Adonijah was Joab, was David's fourth son that tried to take the kingdom from him. I share this to say, we've got to train ourselves, no matter how long we've been going, how to remain with a God ear and a God eyesight. Because if not, the Bible says, if we don't train ourselves, we don't promise ourselves the benefits in this life. But not just in this life. Which life? Talk to me. In which life? The life to come. Isn't that what we're living for? In the life to come. So that means one of the greatest gifts that we must have, along with all the gifts of the Spirit, is the gift of discernment. The gift of discernment that no voice will trip us up. I've got to work with me here if you feel the passage. Joab, what did Adonijah say to you that you heard his voice and no longer heard David's voice? Folks, be very careful in these days. Even in this AI generation, especially if you're not discerning, today you're going to pray for the gift of discernment. Because if you're not discerning, you're going to be destroyed. If you're not discerning, you're going to be destroyed. Because voices are going to come from every side. And the voice may be powerful, but is it positioning you for the life to come? Are you hearing me this morning? So in this message today, I want to encourage you. Got a few points to share very quick. And you need to take these thoughts in today. Because I'm living not just for now. I want a life that leads with full godliness. I want to be empowered, not by things or anything at all. I want to be empowered by what? God's Spirit. Jesus, fill me with your Spirit. Oh God, overflow your Spirit in me. Let my spirit life be the power that I live in. So my first thought is this. If we're going to live in God's Spirit and be empowered for life and godliness, we must be comfortable in our Christianity. Be comfortable in your Christianity. I'm going to be reading today through the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read through Romans chapter 8 today. And the first thought is this: be comfortable in your Christianity. Romans 8, verse 1 and 5. I'm going to skip through this book. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Sometimes as you hear these messages, you begin to condemn yourself. If you belong to Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. Whatever Christ instructs us, it's not to destroy us, it's to build us. There is no condemnation. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. These are quick thoughts you just need to jot down or take a picture of. Because I just want to do what pleases the Spirit. If I'm to please people, I'm going to be destroyed. If I'm to please the Spirit, I'm going to be empowered. So the direction that's given to every believer, it stands true. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Do you know we all have a sinful nature that craves something? But when I'm guided by the Holy Spirit, I'll be careful of what I crave. Don't buy me any. Please don't. My doctor will not like you. I crave chocolate all the time, but only certain type of chocolate. In fact, Christy's mom and dad, they know my chocolate type from Trinidad, and he brought me a box. I shared one bar, they're about this size, with my sister. The rest is mine. I'll have one a day, and I'm disciplining. Remember, we've got to discipline ourselves for life and godliness. I got to discipline myself with chocolate. So when I'm down, I grab normally a chocolate, a whole chocolate. Now I grab one square like this because it's my discipline. No, you don't know my chocolate type. Do not buy me any. But here's the thing. It's a craving. If I don't know, whatever I'm going through, after I eat, or if I'm doing something, I just crave this type of chocolate. Not dark chocolate. I don't know where that came from. Or white chocolate is not real chocolate. But folks, we all have physical craving. But that's not the problem. What is the emotional craving? I'm going to ask you, what's your emotional craving that you would do anything to fill that? But if your emotional craving is so demanding and commanding, is your spiritual craving likewise? Because we got to start craving the things of the Spirit so the sinful nature doesn't dominate. I'll say this verse over and over. Living a life full of God's Holy Spirit should not be a chore to Christians. I'm noticing that it's so arduous, it's so disastrous or distressing on many Christians to be serving the Lord. Is there no joy in serving Christ? I know I'm happy. Anybody else happy? When you ask others, you know, do you want to go? Oh, I've been serving the Lord since I was a teen, and it just gets sweeter and sweeter. Sweeter and sweeter. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So if it's getting sour for someone, ask them, what nature is at work here? Because when you've got the spiritual nature at work, you just can't wait to worship. You can't wait to be together. You can't wait to strengthen each other. You can't wait to pray for more. You can't wait to ask God, give me more, God. Many people spend a deal of their time just so beaten up by the devil. And there's no need for that, because when you're living the Spirit-empowered life, even the weakest child will beat up the devil. That's why God uses children, because they're just like, well, it's just like this. Folks, get that into your spirit today. Online, in-house, get it in your spirit. When we're living by the Spirit empowers us even in our weakness. Hallelujah. And so when we recognize that the Spirit is there for us, we realize we are protected by God the Father. There are too many people putting out little things to help them make it. Little this, little that, little dab-a-doo, and this will help me. Only Holy Spirit's going to help you. Oh, but I think this and I think that. Those things will trip you up. Because if that thing doesn't work, you have to get another thing. The Holy Spirit, He's always with us. We have freedom because of Jesus Christ who died for us. We have freedom. God is protecting us and Jesus has freed us. He's freed us from the grip of sin. So when the enemy's pulling you back into the old nature, you can say, listen, because of the old rugged cross, I've been set free. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves this thing, remind ourselves. Because the devil will remind us of our past and make us want to feel comfortable with what we feel is our character. But God has given us a new character. It's a character of the Holy Spirit. And then we need to remind ourselves that we can be anointed by the power of God's Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, folks. He anoints us, empowers us with gifts that no one can give us. Second thought is this. Be confident in your Christ-following lifestyle. Romans 8, verse 8 to 9. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Christ at all. Basically what Paul, the writer of Romans, is saying here, if you've not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't think you've got the Spirit living in you. You don't. But if you've confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you're desirous to walk in the way that you have committed yourself to follow Jesus all the days of your life, you're not controlled by the sinful nature. You're controlled by the Spirit of God. So let the Spirit of God loosen your life so you will be victorious in all that you do. Amen. Amen. There are dangers to living life in the flesh, and the Bible explicitly tells us about it. But our nature should always want to obey and please God. And that's why it comes back to by faith. It's not by sight, it's by faith. It's not what I see, it's what God is doing. It's not what people say, it's what the Bible is saying. It's what's right before God, not what just is right before humanity. And folks, can I tell you, it is a privilege to be led by God. Anybody, do you believe it's a privilege? You know that we were selected, picked by God? Others around the nations of the world are looking for which God is God. And we have been selected, handpicked by God. Who am I? Who am I that my God would be mindful of me? The Son of Man, and yet He esteems me. Have you ever considered what God has done for you and how God has led you? Who are you? Ask yourself today, who am I that God would choose me, protect me, guide me, help me, strengthen? Who am I? But He, by His divine power, chose you above all others. Give God a praise today. It's a privilege. The third thing is this, be conscious of the Spirit's power in your Christian journey. Romans 8, verse 15 to 16, you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father, for His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. The penalty of the past is removed. The strength of the future is secured. It is assured and secured. And my normal, dominant, sinful focus is changed as I say, Holy Spirit, would you be the one to let your nature arise into my nature? Some of us just need to submit our nature to God. So the sinful nature is suppressed and the spirit nature can rise. Can I tell you this, folks? He, Holy Spirit, will affirm us if we believe. He will affirm us. If the devil is your accuser, God is your affirmative. Now let me fix that statement. Because the devil is your accuser, he's accuser of the brethren. Because he is, you need to remind the devil, but God has affirmed me. I believe you're my healer. I believe you walk with me in fire. I believe you strengthen me when I'm down. Folks, I'm telling you something I've lived. You know when I'm at my best? When I'm under pressure. You know when I'm at my best? When all fires are raging around me. That's when I feel I can't carry it, God. So what does he do? Carries you. Some of you moms and dads that are in the fire, you didn't carry yourself this far. He's carried you. How did you make it? But by the grace of God. I used to love when the saints would say it. But by the grace of God, I'm making it. You'd ask them, how are you doing? But by the grace of God. We need to get back to saying those spiritual words that affirm what God has done. He affirms us. Think about the wonderful provision of God. And as we continue on, remember that he partners with us. So be willing, number four, be willing to embrace God the Holy Spirit's help as he empowers you for the miraculous. Be willing. Do you know what? God wants to help us, but you have to want help. Isn't it something they say in life? If you don't want help, nobody can help you. Be willing to embrace God the Holy Spirit's help, because nobody else can help me like my Jesus. Nobody can help me like Holy Spirit. See, Jesus left Holy Spirit to be my. Let me repeat this. This side will know it. Jesus left Holy Spirit to be my. Over here, Jesus left Holy Spirit to be my helper. Jesus left Holy Spirit to be my. Over here for you, Jesus left Holy Spirit to be what? Your helper. So why are we so helpless? Talk to me. If Jesus, who walked among us, ascended to heaven and left Holy Spirit to be our helper, why are Christians living like they're so helpless? Everything distresses us. Everything. Have you got any mountains you think are uncrossable? Got any valleys? Or any rivers you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He'll do what no other can do. If God is my help, God the Holy Spirit, why am I going to live like I'm helpless? Yes, trouble will come. Yes, pain will come. Yes, trials will come. Things will go up and down. One day good, the next day, not so good, but God is still good. I believe some of us are looking for perpetually good days. How are you going to know God if you live in perpetual good days? How are you going to know God and the help of God if your days are perpetually good? Do you know what makes your day better? Is when you're like, God, I can't make it. God, I can't do it no more. God, I can't take it no more. And he goes, I got you. Because now you're. Woo! Glory be to God. God's the Holy Spirit grants us boldness, which is simply unexplainable. And it is God's miracles at work. You know what miracles are? Miracles are God's wonders at work. But God's wonders at work do not work unless they're working through humans. I'm going to repeat that. God's wonders at work do not work unless they're working through humans. I should write that one down for myself. Do you know you can't see God's wonder unless he's doing a miracle? And his miracle isn't a miracle if it's not happening through somebody who needs a miracle. But you don't need a miracle if everything is great because you just think you did it. You need a miracle when everything is not great. So then you see God at work. So that means that we're going to have some trials to see some miracles. Because when we don't have any trials, You know, I love the Leonard Ravenhill. When the lap is full, God is forgotten. When the lap is empty, oh, God is remembered. When there's pain, we know who to cry out to. You ever seen a child outside playing? They'll play and play and play until you have to go drag them in and they want to kick and scream and cry because they're not finished. But if they get one little boo-boo, what do? Come. That's what we got to remember when we get a boo-boo. Run back to the help. My help comes from who? Maker of heaven and earth. So a follower of Christ must serve Christ and remember that Christ's miracle is going to work through the one who will make the wonders of God be working through a human. And the next one, I think I only have two, thank God. Be excited because of God who helps you. Be excited. Romans 8:26, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed. Folks, we got such a partnership that even when you can't pray, you can say, Young people, you don't know something we know. That there's going to be times you don't have to fall apart. You don't have to visit one of the new cannabis stores. You don't need to take a cookie from a friend. All you got to do is, Because when you learn to pray, you pray in English, you pray in your tongues, you pray your language, but sometimes the pain is so deep, all you can do is, This generation doesn't want to cry. You think crying makes you inferior. There are times you could do, all you could do is go, and he says, I got this. He takes it another level, and he lifts it up, and he carries it. Oh, glory to God. Folks, we've got a partnership. The world can't give you. And the world can't take away unless you give it to them. Lastly, be electrified. Be electrified because of the Spirit's promise. Romans 8:27 to 28. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. That's the part we don't like. Because when we go and we begin to groan, when we pray in English, we tell God how to answer it. Make this happen. Fix this, God. Do it this way. When he doesn't answer, I don't know if I'm going to trust God because I've been praying and God didn't answer. Why, are you Jesus? You're going to do your own answer? Are you Holy Spirit? You can give yourself the answer? Sometimes we pray and we, as strong Christians, get disappointed because God didn't do what we told him. I'm sorry, let me give a news bulletin here. God does not do what anybody tells him just because you tell him in prayer. God does what is according to the will of the Father, in harmony with God's own will. You don't know what you're praying for that maybe is the wrong prayer. But Holy Spirit will take it and tweak it and bring out God's will. Listen, I've told you many times, I've seen God's will for my life many times when I was growing up. But now that I'm older, I thank God. What I saw as God's will, God didn't will it. Sometimes we see the answer in the flesh. Sinful nature craves, but the spirit nature, it reveals a new thing. We know that God, but yet at the same time, what will he do? Read this with me. Start with, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Do you love God? Are you called by God? Does God have a purpose over your life? Does God know what he's doing? So then I've got to come in harmony with the Spirit. I can't tell the Spirit to come in subjection to me. That's where we mess up. We're telling the Spirit how to subject himself so that we can get what we want. And he says, no. It will work together for the good. even when you don't understand it. But would you seek the realm of the miraculous to see how God's going to work it out? Do you know that's what we got to pray mostly? God, I don't know how you're going to work this one out. But God, would you work this one out? Somebody, I don't know how you're going to work this one out. But God, I'm subjecting myself to Holy Spirit, who is my help. Holy Spirit, I don't even know how to pray, so I'm going to groan this one out. And Holy Spirit, just help me. Help me, help me, so I don't let the sinful nature take control. Because it's destructive, devastating. But if I allow the spirit life in me to rise, if I train myself to focus on spirit empowerment, I'll naturally walk into God's will. More naturally. Oh, you're going to slip up, but you're going to more naturally walk in to God's will. I love what the message says about Galatians 5. Would you put that on the screen for me? Galatians 5 is one of the verses, I think. It says, my counsel is this: live freely, animated, and motivated by God's Spirit. The reason I said be electrified, we sometimes make serving God look like a drudgery. God, I don't know. You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire. You heal all my disease. Do you know how many demons rise up when you're singing like that? Satan goes, hey, who's in control of that one? Get down there. They lost faith. But when you are animated, motivated, free, electrified, and you know the Spirit's promise that He's going to work all things together for good, you have a different perspective. My thoughts, be comfortable in your Christianity. Be conscious of the Spirit's power in your Christ journey. Be trusting that God will affirm you. Be willing to embrace the God Holy Spirit as He empowers you. Be excited because God helps you. And be electrified because of the Spirit's promise. So you live a different life. A life of faith that says, God, I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to have others pray for me because I need faith. And I need discernment. I need the spiritual gifts of the Spirit. So when I sing, when I pray, when I walk, I'm not going to let the devil sit on my back because I'm walking like I'm dying. I'm going to shake him off because I'm walking like I'm living.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.